This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of September. Whilst on our watch this week, we'll be two-thirds of the way through this month, and we'll also embrace the beginning of fall on Wednesday. Late in the day, first full day of fall is Thursday. A couple of the items to be aware of this week. A lot of things going on. Sort of reminds me of when I was a kid and my mother said to be careful of all things that go boom. And there certainly are plenty of things that have gone boom. The question is, what do you do about it? I don't know if there's anything you do. New York City bombing, Elizabeth, New Jersey bombing, explosive device detonated during a police attempt to disarm the device in Elizabeth, New Jersey. This is the third area of explosive action, if you will, over the weekend. High alert in New York City. I would imagine, Rich, in Washington, they're on high alert as well. Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden, sure, on the Hour of the Good Day program, which gets into extensive conversation in depth, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or follow us both on Twitter and Facebook at DJV. So 29 people injured after a device went off in Chelsea, which is the area that has been most recently built up, gentrified, if you will, down toward its, I think only six or seven blocks, actually, from where Ground Zero was. And it is a big production area, a big television production area. There are four or five buildings that are old warehouses that have been converted into television production facilities, the largest of which is dedicated to Law and Order. All the Law and Order sets are in a big building on the, I'm just trying to remember the corner of, because I remember going by it. It's not labeled outside. It's so unseemly. You'd think going by it that you were looking at a factory, but in fact what it is, it's a factory of sorts for television shows. So that's the area that we're talking about. The device was hidden inside of a toolbox, apparently, that blew up the Chelsea area. Second device was found four blocks away from there, and they were able to remove that. And then you go down to the activity in Seaside Park, New Jersey. There was nobody near that blast. It was in a trash can in a military charity which was run in Seaside Park, New Jersey. That's kind of a weird, just the whole thing seems weird. But what it's done is put everybody on edge in that corner. And that maybe, again, Richie, what about in Washington where people would, you know, it just would be natural, normal, I suppose.
I haven't noticed any extra security coming in or heard about much, but certainly you know that they've probably ramped it up. But New York, apparently they're pulling out everybody today to be on the Metro and in Times Square and all over the place, including 1,000 state police officers.
Yeah, well, where we agree or disagree on whether it's overreaction or not kind of reminds me of the Boston Marathon bomber when 1,400 police officers. Mm-hmm. By the time it was all over, it cost the taxpayers almost $40 million to find that guy in the boat. and to bring him supposedly to justice. Is it? I don't know. What's the question?
How do you not do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, you know?
How do you not
put every cop on the street today in New York City?
Yeah.
Amtrak
has put their police out, and they've suspended the service in the area because you can't get a train from Boston to New York, and you can't get a train from New York to Washington. You can't because of the areas that we're talking about. So the Amtrak says suspended service there. If you're going on the Northeast Corridor, pretty much you're not going to get there if you're going on a train.
They do have five people in custody and are questioning. The FBI had a traffic stop last night in Brooklyn and took five people in for questioning. Mm-hmm. So we'll see whether that turns up anything. But down here in D.C., and I'm sure up in New York too, it seems like every day, we have a building cleared out, a street closed, a section of somewhere
the
closed.
The terrorists have won.
Because of a suspicious package, which ends up being a box of broccoli or something like that.
Yeah.
And that is where I go, you know what, we are overreacting to the nth degree. Yeah. This right here, put the cops on the street today just to make sure.
Yeah.
And if nothing happens today and everything gets you all clear, go back to normal tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. And one wonders about school. I did not see any reference to whether schools would be in session as a result of this activity. And what we refer to as the whiffing out of America in these circumstances, you wonder what the smart play is. What is, because you don't know whether these five people are the ones really, you have no assurance that they're the ones who have done it. So do you do this the smart way?
You know, one thing for sure is you're not going to push New Yorkers around. They just won't take it. This stabbing in the mall in Minnesota, that's another thing altogether. I mean, malls and you go to a mall and you don't think about being attacked in a mall. And when you've got some guy screaming Allah and stabbing eight people in the mall, that makes you think the next time you walk into the Cheesecake Factory or Macy's or whatever it is. So that may have a little bit more of an effect mentally on the country than the New York bombings will.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking at the background of this fellow, the suspect that was taken in the attack. Not only was there stabbing, but the police officer was shot as well. Nine people were injured, with none of them seriously injured. There was a Somali suspected in this, and we all know what
it's confirmed now. The father came out. The police haven't confirmed who he was, but the father confirmed that his son was killed. Somali, who came here as a small boy and was going to a local community college here.
Yeah. So what makes these people so angry? Why? What do we have going on here that makes all of these people this angry? And there's no answer to it.
And of course, ISIS has claimed.
Yeah, but then I go back to what I said before. They've won.
Yeah.
Now everybody's on alert. We'll spend millions of dollars both in Minneapolis or near the mall. Yeah, we'll spend that money there. We'll spend it in the East Coast. We'll spend a lot of money trying to find these people. And then at the end we'll say, okay, good job, guys.
But you know what? Will you live your life any different today than you did yesterday?
No, I'm packing.
Right. And I'm not going to either, and you shouldn't either. I mean, sure, everything is different after 9/11. We all live our lives a little differently. But we've adjusted, and you know what? I'm going to take my kids to band practice today and to their dance class today, and we're all going to go to work, and we're all going to see our friends this weekend and do whatever. And, you know, we're going to live our lives, and they're not going to push us around. Sure, we're going to be more vigilant. We're going to have to probably lose some of our privacy rights because there's going to be more cameras, more police, and that's going to be a way of life, unfortunately.
Yep. All right. More outrages to come quarter past the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Tonight on NBC, America's number one singing competition, The Voice is back. With new superstar coaches, 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys.
You were born to show people what love sounds like.
And multi-platinum music icon Miley Cyrus.
You are a total star.
This changes everything. An all-new Voice, followed by a special preview of The Good Place. Tonight on NBC.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I design them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations, even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at CustomInk.com.
All right, so here's the deal. The outrage is I look around at certain things that bother me. I always have an outrage or two every day. There's an outrage or two or three or four. Pretty easy to find things that'll get you worked up. The fact that most of the news media has been silent while the pipeline spill has been bothering people all over the Southeast. 250,000 gallons of gasoline spilled in Shelby County, Alabama, after a major fuel pipeline ruptured this week. Remember last week we were talking about all of these pipelines are everywhere after people worked up about the North Dakota pipeline. The Missouri River is being crossed by this major pipeline, and it affects the water, or so the Native Americans say it will. So there have been protests up there, and the news media has been very, very slow to cover it. Well, this spill has gotten a lot of attention from the local media outlets in the areas of Alabama, even Atlanta, but the national cable news networks have ignored the story. The fuel line, which carries refined gasoline from Houston to the East Coast, has leaked 6,000 barrels since last week.
Oh, wow.
The leak is expected to drive up fuel prices across the Southeast. Governors of Alabama and Georgia have declared official state emergencies because there will be fuel shortages because of this pipeline. It's owned by a company called Colonial Pipeline. They say it's not safe for our workers to recover the product off of the pond because the gasoline vapors. So it has ruined a small waterway. 21 after the hour on Good Day Monday.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What a shocker. Prince again in the music news, 23 and change past the hour. The family has announced a tribute concert in honor of Prince's memory. Stevie Wonder is going to highlight a Prince tribute concert in St. Paul, Minnesota on the 13th of next month. His musical friends all will be there, like Christina Aguilera, Chaka Khan, John Mayer, Tori Kelly, Anita Baker, Dougie Fresh, Luke James, Bilal, and Mint Condition.
Mint Condition's great. I saw them open for Prince the one time I got to see Prince. Yeah. Yeah, they're great.
Morris Day and the Time.
Even better.
Judith Hill. Liv
She's
Warfield.
Phenomenal. Yep.
New Power Generation. Third Eyed Girl. All performing at the Prince family tribute.
That is one heck of a lineup.
There'll be a TV special wrapped around that.
I hope so.
I'll be sure of that. October 13th. Next up, musically, the name Julian Lennon in the musical news today. Photography exhibit. He's been the star of six albums, but then he turned to photography a couple of years ago. Says, I'm always doing music, recording a new version of Saltwater, which laments poverty and environmental devastation, be in time for Christmas. He has stripped away the harmonies of the original to make the song an expression of sort of raw, guttural pain. He
says this is more relevant than ever. What the blank are we doing to the world? That's a pretty good question, Mr. Lennon.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good question.
He's actually, I saw one of his exhibits, his photography exhibits. He's actually very talented. I mean, it's not surprising.
It's magazines, yeah.
That's why he's a photographer now, is because he's more worried about the message of his song than he is the song itself.
Yeah.
You know, if you were Marvin Gaye and you're doing What's Going On, he wrote the song first and then he incorporated the message.
Yeah.
Julian Lennon is all about what the blank is going on with the world. I'm going to write a song about it, and it gets lost.
Yeah, right, so why don't we put his pictures up to Marvin Gaye's What's Going On? That might be a better way. Put the pictures up to that song, because that would get more attention. More people are going to pay attention to Marvin Gaye's What's Going On than they are to Lennon and Saltwater. That's just the way it is. All right,
well, he's gotten a good endorsement from U2. He's been friendly with them and
Bono.
Has photographed them on tour. So.
U2 is another great example. The music came first, and then they incorporated the message.
Yeah.
You always said that they got their message from the Bible.
They do.
Well, originally.
Their music, I mean, incorporates some kind of biblical verse.
All right, next up, singer JoJo. Got a new single. This is her first album in 10 years. Been locked up in limbo battling with a record company. We've never heard that story before. She's been acting, apparently, so she can make some dough to pay her legal bills. New album, though, called Mad Love. What do you know about this, Victoria?
This is, her fans are really excited about this. This is the first single called Mad Love as well. The album drops October 14th, and she's got a big voice, and her fans are just really happy she's back.
What's her background? I don't know, remember her from 10 years ago.
Disney kid.
Oh, okay.
Nickelodeon kid for a long time ago.
All right, got it. There's the recognition factor. 28 past the hour.
Can simply watching your favorite television chef whipping up a delightful gourmet meal make you fat? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. As the number of cooking shows and celebrity chefs has exploded, so has America's waistline. If you take comfort in snuggling up with Jamie Oliver as he grills a rustic pizza, or Nigella Lawson as she drowns in chocolate, then beware. A new study warns, watching these shows regularly can cause you to pack on the pounds when cooking in your own kitchen. Shockingly, they found that women who learn about cooking from TV have a higher body mass index. Conversely, women who watch nature shows instead of food shows made healthier food choices. Besides the obvious fact that watching people cook can make you hungry, at home, the reality of portion sizes and healthy nutrition comes into play. No amount of good old-fashioned home-cooked comfort food will help in that regard.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
I turn the music up, I got my records on. I shut the world outside till the lights come on. Maybe the streets are alive, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song.
The hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The Good Day In Depth Hour. Richard Fadden of the controls in our studio in Washington. Interesting political stories. Actually, I have three of them. The first one is sort of an inside, what is it, Paul Harvey used to call it, shop talk.
Mm-hmm.
The story of a radio station that stunted over the weekend in Tennessee. They called it Trump Radio 105.1.
That's awesome.
Running a loop of songs like Bad Boy from Gloria Estefan, another Brick in the Wall from Pink Floyd, the liners, what we call liners, the things that are promotional things, like you'll hear a promotion to get involved in a survey for us. The liners joke about making radio great again. It's sort of, well, but I suppose that would
That's
be.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it would be. So anyway.
It's good to hear somebody be creative.
Yeah, and have a little fun with it as well. CBS last night on 60 Minutes profiling third-party candidates Gary Johnson and Bill Weld. That has not happened. Looking back over the rarity of something like this happening, especially on a show like 60 Minutes on a network like CBS, what does it say? It says a lot about the state of the race for me anyway. And it says a lot about the candidates themselves. Governor Gary Johnson, Governor Bill Weld. This is the first time I believe this has happened since 1992. When Ross Perot ran as a legitimate third-party candidate, Teddy Roosevelt in 2012, not quite 1912, was a third-party candidate, and he won. Hasn't happened since then. A lot of people talk about George Wallace as a presidential candidate, American Independence Party. He was on with Mike Wallace in October 1968, but that's the last time it happened. I think you would find, if you listen to some of the audio from this, we ought to probably post it on our Facebook page, maybe Twitter as well. The answers they gave to the questions, I thought that they're, if you go to the CBS website, CBS Overtime, you can get some information. But I thought it was pretty interesting. Some of the Facebook and Twitter comments, somebody named Kim said they have no chance of winning. Okay, well, that could be wishful thinking. Reading through these comments, looks like the Trump people don't want, the Trump people seem to be more concerned about these guys than the Hillary Clinton.
Well, they'll steal votes directly from Trump, that's why.
But there are a lot of people who think that Weld, especially, is appealing to people who are looking for an alternative for Hillary Clinton. Anyway, let's see here. Who else? Paul says third-party candidate ought to be in the debate because they're on the ballot in most every state. They won't win, but it makes more sense and more interest. I'm so tired of the ignorance and the attitude toward this. How do you have this attitude? You know the old expression, I have thoughts or things? If you're worried about something, you have fear about something, then that's what takes place. And so in this circumstances, it would seem to me that we ought to have a thought. If we really want something different, we don't want Trump, we don't want Hillary, then why not give him a chance? Why not give him a chance? Here's John who says, to all traders out there, if you haven't found the perfect system for you to gain success in your trades, I encourage you to check out and Google Superior Trading System. I always find these interesting because these people post this stuff. It has nothing to do with anything, but it's a way for them to plug. It's kind of like you can't plug on Facebook, but yet you can. This is a Facebook post. So everybody's reading now. That's okay. What do these guys say about Trump? And what do they say about Gary Johnson? What do they say about Bill Well? What do they say about Hillary? And in the middle of it is somebody. He's pushing his trading. All right. So let's see. The third here, the hat trick, is an expose from CNBC. I don't know why this is not more widespread. This just shows you how controlling these campaigns are when it comes to, I mean, the fact that interview on CBS got on the air is one thing. But, you know, with all the discussion, the focus on the Wells Fargo fraud from last week, one of the things that it flushed out was a low-income Clinton hack, in a sense. Hillary Clinton campaign is overcharging the poorest donors, according to this review. And in the story that you can find at CNBC, you can nose around and just, if you Google Hillary Clinton systematically overcharging donors, Richie, you can see people's bank statements from U.S. Bank, for example, which shows that when a person pledges $25, they get charged $75 in three separate unauthorized charges. And this is going on, supposedly to help, you know, what's the old robbing from the rich to pay the poor? The overcharges are occurring so often, the fraud department at Wells Fargo found them, and now they're investigating.
Yeah, I see it here.
See it? Yeah. The Hillary for America campaign, overcharging small donors by repeatedly charging small amounts, like $20 to the bank cards of donors who make a one-time donation, and then by the time they're done, they make five donations for a total of $100. So why isn't that getting more coverage on the major news channels or in the major newspapers? Wouldn't you think it warrants it? I would think it would. I'm not giving money to any campaigns anyway. But this is really kind of, well, as I said, this became something that was a part of the Wells Fargo unfolding when they checked out how many people had started new policies. I'm sorry, new like credit card accounts or bank accounts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which resulted in the firing of those 5,300 employees. But here's the story of a woman who has a bank card from U.S. Bank. Her name is Carol Marr, 81-year-old grandmother of seven from Minnesota. She made a one-time $25 donation to the official campaign website. When she got her bank statement, she noticed multiple $25 charges were made. She contributed $25. She's not rich. By the time she was done, she paid $125.
I see. They overcharged her. I'm looking at her statement.
Three times. Yeah, right.
25, and 19.
Yep. This is not something that's a one. This is not one that. If Trump is smart, he'll say nothing about this. Just let it. If it needs to get flushed out, that's the thing, frankly. But this is about as corrupt. And, you know, they'll say, well, we don't know anything about this. This is a mistake. You know,
they'll blame it on
give the money
an accounting
back,
mistake.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's something.
And I'm pretty sure that Hillary's not going, you know what, this is a great idea. We should do this.
Yeah, no, probably not. But somebody overzealous in her.
That somebody in the campaign could.
Yeah, right. So there's nobody, they haven't fixed the problem yet for a lot of these people that have been complaining. So the New York Times reported back in 2007 that they had to refund a lot of money because they did the same thing then. They gave back $2.8 million in donations. Obama refunded $900,000. So this is, what a bunch of corrupt crooks these people are. Not that, you know, is that news to any of us, but if so blatantly involved in this kind of stuff, just, it's really over the top. As far as I'm concerned, it's over the top anyway. Here's something else that's over the top. We'll talk about in a minute. The continuing saga of the Trans-Pacific, the TTP, the TPP, whatever it is, Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, and how a lot of people, not only here in our country, are protesting. That's up next here. It's 43 past the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. It's easy and quick. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com. On behalf of Doug, Jen, and me, we look forward to hearing from you.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Tonight on NBC, America's number one singing competition, The Voice is back. With new superstar coaches, 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys.
You were born to show people what love sounds like.
And multi-platinum music icon Miley Cyrus.
You are a total star.
This changes everything. An all-new Voice, followed by
a special preview of The Good Place tonight on NBC.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Lobster fever is hard to kick this time of year and definitely adds fun to scuba. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share the cure to keep your lobster season safe.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Lobster season for divers is an annual event. However, as fun as catching your own lobster dinner can be, a dose of lobster fever can easily distract you from the scuba basics like monitoring your air supply and situational awareness. So make sure you're comfortable and current with your scuba skills before adding another task like lobster hunting to the mix. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
47 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden overviewing a couple of things here that may shake you a little bit. The most popular item, I'm just checking some of the news sites, they all have their own Twitter feeds, that I see in all of them is the email in which Colin Powell slams Clinton and Trump. That has more, there are more people responding to that or retweeting it than the explosion in New York City.
Sad state of affairs.
All right, here we go with the, speaking of sad state of affairs, a lot of people, hundreds of thousands, as a matter of fact, across Germany protesting the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal because they believe it'll have an adverse effect on the country as a whole. Listen to this.
Hundreds of thousands of people across Germany are protesting international trade deals they believe will have adverse effects on the country as a whole. Negotiations for the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, started in 2013, but even then the deal wasn't really met with much enthusiasm. Demonstrators took over the streets in major cities like Berlin, Munich, and Hamburg. Many Germans worry the deal will affect the country's strict environmental protection laws and lower the quality standards on imported goods. The goal of the partnership is to cut tariffs and barriers on imports and exports. The deal would also create the largest free market in the world, with around 850 million consumers. Despite German Chancellor Angela Merkel's backing of the deal, many Germans, including Vice Chancellor Sigmar Gabriel, are still opposed. Major concern is that the partnership could lead to more outsourcing and the loss of jobs.
Yeah, there are thousands of German jobs will be taken out. The same as what will happen here in America to jobs and to the American family farmer. You've got to stop this Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, not only here, but how it affects the rest of the world is important, too. It's 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Stephan here on the Good Day program with Laura Torres, who actually is a field representative for the National Parks Conservation Association's L.A. field office. She works to engage families there and young people, especially the people that live in the inner city, to sort of understand what we have in terms of national parks. It happens that this is National Latino History Month from now until the 15th of October. So as Hispanic Heritage Month is in the focus here, how does that tie into what's going on in our national parks, Laura?
Well, it's a great opportunity to celebrate the contributions of the Latino community in this country. And, you know, the Latino community is part of America. We have our history. It's a shared history. But many of the Latino stories remain untold. So NPCA is working to share more of those stories, is working to push the national park system to be more inclusive of those stories.
National Parks Conservation Association is concerned, worried about, or is just sort of underscoring some of these stories that you just mentioned?
The National Park Conservation is working to tell the story of all Americans. So Latino heritage is one example. There's other examples such as the Pullman Monument, such as Monument for Stonewall. So I think NPCA is just really working to create a more inclusive park system, a system where everyone feels welcome.
So is this more likely to be a focal point in western states where there may be more Hispanic Americans living, or is this something that if you went to a park in Florida, it's probably not a good example because there are a lot of Hispanics there as well, to some place in, let's say, a park up in the Northeast?
Well, I think there's an opportunity opportunity to do both. There's definitely an opportunity to make sure that the interpretation at different park sites is reflective of different communities, but specifically right now, NPCA, the Los Angeles office, is working on gaining a wide range of support for a historical park for Cesar Chavez and the labor movement. And yes, that would be most in the Southwest with 5 sites, which would include 40 acres National Historic Landmark, the Filipino Community Hall, Nuestra Señora Reina de la Paz, which was a monument established in October 2012, McDonald Hall, and also the Santa Rita Center in Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Now, Puerto Rico is a protectorate. Been a lot in the news lately for a number of reasons, not any of them particularly good. In this circumstance, I think we have some parks that were set up in Puerto Rico as well that are connected to Latino history. Is that right?
That's right. There's a San Juan historic site in Puerto Rico, and, you know, the park system protects natural history, cultural history, and just very important historical moments in our American history.
Mm-hmm. Is it just Hispanics, or are there connections to other, like, Native Americans? A lot of focus on the last couple of weeks on what's going on with some of the tribes in that pipeline. Is there a focus on, or is there a conglomeration, a coordination, if you will, of some of the history and associations, like experiences that Native Americans may have had along with some of the Hispanics that are an important core in the population of the country?
There are opportunities to highlight both histories. These histories are not independent of each other. Sometimes, you know, these different cultures were living side by side, or there's different aspects to highlight of the Native American cultures and also the Latino cultures in different sites. One example of that would be the Rim of the Valley, which is a proposed expansion of the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area. It definitely has some rich Chumash history, and it also has very rich Mexican history in terms of the founding of our city of Los Angeles.
Okay, so Laura Torres does this for a living. She talks about all these things. I want to know what Laura Torres would go to on her own if given the opportunity. Which place is your favorite?
A park site or a website?
Yeah. No, a park site.
A park site. I love going to Joshua Tree, but it's really unfair to pick one site. There's so many great sites. There's 413 sites to choose from currently.
Wow. I didn't realize there were that many. Good heavens. All right, so we can find out more about these sites, where they are, what you can see there, by going to NPCA, which is short for National Parks Conservation Association, npca.org. Laura Torres, field representative for the National Parks Conservation Association, here on Good Day.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.